Hi, it's Dave here from the First Nutrition Podcast. On this week's show, we got so much input from our audience as we talked about the difficulties of keeping motivated when winter draws upon us. Ben and I discussed our own struggles and what we're doing to help keep things going in the coming months. If you'd like to attend the next podcast recording, it takes place every Wednesday on Zoom. There's a link in our show notes to sign up to attend. Good evening and welcome to our weekly podcast. I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Ben. So hi, Ben.
Good evening, Dave. How's your week?
My week has not been too bad. I think we'll actually talk a bit more in a bit more detail about how both of our relative weeks have been going over the last couple of months. How about yourself? How have things been with you over up in Cambridge?
Okay, more teaching. I've been doing some of the AAT morning virtual sessions this week, which I've thoroughly enjoyed. One of my favourite subjects this morning, advanced synoptic, and then I'm taking some level two classes tomorrow. Really nice, again, getting in front of students on the screen, obviously, but still answering questions, trying to support them. Lots of students trying to get their synoptics done this side of the new year because they've got plans of completing levels of AAT to start new levels or further qualifications in the new year. So
yeah, I've been doing the same. I've been teaching the level four budgeting morning class. I actually mentioned to them this week, and you won't believe it, I said, you know, I know you're all listening to the podcast, and one of them said, you've got a podcast. So I had to tell them about it. So we got, you know, a couple of new subscribers and that. But some feedback I had from yesterday was people have been listening to our bonus episode, which is Kelly giving a talk about how memory works. And they said it really switched them on to change their mindset about studying, to kind of go from the idea of, oh, this is really, really hard, I need to give up, to actually thinking, this is really hard. And it's hard because it's changing my brain chemistry, and changing anything is difficult. So it's actually a really good thing. And I'd love that idea that, you know, just changing your mindset from, you know, things that are hard are good for you because they are making a positive change to the way that you think and the way you do stuff. So if that helped one person, then, you know, I think the podcast has proved its worth already.
Fantastic.
Excellent. So anyway, I wanted to have a quick chat today, Ben, and kind of share a few thoughts with you because over the last 2 weeks or so, since the weather's got horrible and since Boris Johnson started talking about having to live with our current situation for the next 6 months, I think I've noticed one in me, I've noticed kind of a dip in energy levels. But I've also noticed it when speaking to students, and I've also noticed it when speaking to kind of other professionals, you know, out there working for other businesses. And you know, I think I've had more students telling me that they're having issues with kind of motivating themselves and really getting up for studying at the moment, which, you know, is something that, you know, we've had a bit of before, but you know, it's something that I've never had people, you know, confide in me as much about. And I've also had, you know, people that I work with, or people, you know, work with, you know, outside of First Nutrition or inside First Nutrition, talking about how, you know, that they're struggling with the world that we live in at the moment, and you know, working from home is not as good as they thought it was 3 or 4 months ago. And I'm certainly finding the same as well. So I just thought I'd kind of investigate some of those ideas. I don't know how have you felt this kind of the transition into the shorter days and the rubbish weather?
I echo everything you're saying, both for myself personally, and I think me and you, Dave, can be honest with people listening to the podcast. I pride myself in being quite a positive person. Those of you listening that know me from classes, I hope that you think, oh, Ben, he's always bright, he's always energetic. I have to openly acknowledge at the moment I'm having as many down days as up days, and even within days, kind of things that just get me a bit more down than I would normally do. And I'm feeling a bit low. And I think everybody is in the same position. And you're right, the announcement from the government, they said a couple of times 6 months, which I think really It shocked a few people. It certainly brought it home to a few people. Speaking to people on calls in the last 2 weeks, I've heard lots of people saying all the plans we had got about getting people back together, about maybe more coming back into the office environment for lots of our students where they work, have been kind of pulled back a bit. And I've heard at least two people say it felt like we'd made three steps forward. And then that announcement meant we had to kind of at least take two steps back. And that's put a bit of a downer on it. I also think you raise a good point, Dave. This time of year, whether or not we're in a global pandemic or not, I always feel around this time of year, it starts getting a bit depressing. It's a bit dark. We're coming up to the time of year where I'd be saying it was dark when I left my house in the morning. It was dark when I got home from work in the evening. And I'm really interested to see how that's going to impact on people, probably more so with home working. Although we're not doing the journeys to and from our usual places of work, I still think that the lack of daylight either end of the working day will have impacts on people. What are your thoughts? I know you mentioned when we caught up earlier this week about an article you'd read around that topic.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is that exactly as you said, it's you know, at the moment, you know, when it was the middle of summer, and you know, I'd get up early and it'd be light outside, it'd be sunshine, I'd finish work and I could go outside. But you know, now I kind of find myself getting up in the morning, and I'll come down to this room that I'm in now, and I'll start doing my work, and I won't really have looked outside. And you know, because what's to look at when it's dark? And you kind of work a full day, and the entire day's gone. And you know, it's you know, I know that I'm used to kind of leaving work at dark, leaving home to go to work in the dark, and coming back in the dark in winter. But it just feels worse when you're at home because there's no change of scenery. I find that, you know, I personally find that really, really hard. And you know, I'm really missing being in, you know, because normally the real highlight this time of year is seeing all the students in front of us in the classroom and the bars of a full centre and, you know, people asking us questions. And, you know, I love that feeling of coming out of a class when you just taught 25 people and it's been a really good class and everyone's going away and they're buzzing and they're happy and people thank you at the end of the day. And it's tough when you're at home because, you know, I can't expect my kids to say, oh, Dad, great job, really good day. Okay, because all they want to do is do, you know, they want food or they want to know why they're not allowed to play on an iPad. So I think that for me is hard and I find that tough. And I know it's kind of a minor problem, you know, compared to most people. But, you know, there is, you know, I think a lot of feeling of, you know, am I being appreciated? If I'm working at home, that whole question of am I doing a good job? And if I am doing a good job, does anyone see that I'm doing a good job? Or am I just banging my head against the wall? I think that's quite tough for people.
I think you're right. And I think that sparks paranoia that almost self-perpetuates. I think if we're being honest, who takes a proper lunch break? Who would take the break they would take if they were in the office? Because we could walk out and we would go. I would go with Alex, a couple of the other tutors, and we'd have a wander down the main street in Cambridge and go and buy a sandwich, a cup of coffee, walk back. These days, I barely stop for lunch, if I'm honest with you. Now, that's not a good thing. I need to change this habit. I also think I've not been outside. I've not stepped outside at lunchtime. I go through some days where I couldn't tell you whether it had rained, whether it had been sunny, because I just get so absorbed. And then I also think about the paranoia. That I don't know if you saw it on the news this week, but there was some article I heard about companies spending more money on software to check up on employees. I'd like to say First Intuition is not spending any money because I know just as many staff listen to this podcast as students do. I have got no concerns with anyone in my team that they are not giving their all to everything, but fully appreciate that people work in different patterns. People have good days and bad days, but I do understand it. I sometimes feel, oh, what are other people thinking about Ben if he hasn't been seen or he hasn't responded to an email within 3 hours? Because they know you're at home, so the excuse is not there. Oh, I've been out for a meeting and stuff. And it is hard. And I struggle with that. And I think if I struggle with it, other people are struggling with it. And so one of the reasons that me and you really wanted this session was just to kind of say, we're in the same position and we need to kind of help each other.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the comments that we've got kind of already coming through. And, you know, we've got this story there that yeah, staff have been furloughed. I find myself doing four people's work, and it's the year that I was supposed to have completed level four, got kids at home, and you know, just that, just the two words, feel defeated. You know, and I know at this time of year it's tough because it, you know, I always think this is the, it's the worst term when I was at school. You know, everything's, you know, the day's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, getting colder and darker outside. You know, you've got those little kind of pinpricks of light in the distance. We know that Christmas is coming, you know, and that's a time that we can celebrate and be with our friends and be with our family. We know that, you know, that if we, you know, celebrate Halloween and things like that, that's coming. Okay, but it's still that, you know, really, really tough. And, you know, I think that for a lot of us, and I think for you know, for you and I, Ben, you know, just to have got through the last 6 months is a victory. And then getting through the next 6 months is going to be a victory as well. You know, Mel said there that the summer was hard and there are issues with exam bookings, but now she's got a goal. She feels more driven and motivated. And that's something we've talked about before, isn't it? That idea about, you know, having a goal, having a purpose, having something to work towards, you know, is something that, that you know, can help us to get going. If we don't have something to aim for, then we kind of feel directionless sometimes.
Definitely. Okay.
Excellent. And I feel like a failure, not achieved a single thing on my list for the year. I think this year, not achieving anything on your list is not a bad thing. I think that, you know, that, there's so many things that we have to deal with in that time. But you said, Ben, I haven't done some research, and I did do some research. Okay, so and it's difficult to find, you know, much research that's been done about the effect of a nationwide lockdown on the psyche of people moving into winter, because there haven't been that many, you know, control tests that have taken place. But what I end up doing is reading quite a lot about how Scandinavian countries, you know, deal with the lack of sunshine that they get because they're so much further north. And the things that kind of like really kind of like I flagged up were, you know, to cope with the long cold winters that they deal with, one of the things that they look at is trying to get outside when they can and actually get some fresh air and do some exercise outdoors. Socializing, which is probably going to be a difficult one, okay, it's one they looked at. And, you know, having other activities to look forward and other things to deal with. So, you know, they were the things that I got out of that. And that they did say that in this country, we're not very good at going outside because we complain about the weather. And there's a lovely Norwegian phrase that I heard, which was, the Norwegians believe there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. Okay, so, you know, we can go out there in the wet, but we have to wear something waterproof. Okay, so it's something that kind of did wake me up a little bit in terms of, you know, things that I should be doing. So, you know, what I have got from that is I have been thinking, and this really does tie up with our lunchtime talk, is when I'm working at home, I dictate my own hours. So, you know, I've got to be available for queries and things like that. But I was beginning to think, what's to stop me taking a 2-hour lunch break? Now, I could take a 2-hour lunch break. And yeah, I might need to start a bit earlier and finish a bit later. But with a 2-hour lunch break, I can enjoy 2 hours of daylight. I can go out for a run. You know, I can go out for a run, get back, have a shower, have a bite to eat, and still sit down and do my work. So what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and factor a 2-hour lunch break at least twice a week so I can get out and do stuff. So that's something that I've said that, you know, I would like to do. Ben, what have you got any kind of strategies that you're looking at?
A couple of bits. For those of you that have been listening to me and Dave for a while, you'll know that, and Dave was in a similar position, we've had children at home when they couldn't go to school, and then we were straight into summer holidays. My house is now different. My two daughters are back at school. My wife works in a school, so she's back at work. And to start with, for the first couple of days, it was bliss being at home on my own. I felt like I'd got the house back. I'd got a bit more space. I have to say the novelty of that soon wore off. I miss having people around. I'm lucky enough on some days that I get to do the school run. I never thought I would say this, but the highlight of my day is dropping my 9-year-old daughter off at a primary school and picking her up. And I really look forward to the chance. It's all very socially distanced. We queue up, we walk round, but it's just the chance to get out of the house. At that time of the day, there is a bit of daylight. So you get to see the sunshine while it's sunny, but at least feel the rain on your face if it's not. you get to see a few other people, not for mingling, but just the odd wave and a smile at people, which is always nice. So that's one. I'm also in a lucky position. Now, I need to be careful here. I have got a dog at home. I'm not encouraging people to go out on a whim and buy a dog or a pet. We need to be responsible. But having Jarvis, my Cocker Spaniel here, gives me another reason just to kind of have to put my coat on and go for a stroll around the block, which is lovely. But it got me thinking, if I didn't have the kids or the dog, I wouldn't encourage you to just go hanging around schools at pick up or drop off time, because that's not seen as acceptable behavior. But I would encourage you maybe to kind of throw something else into your routine. Maybe think about going to the corner shop to buy a paper on a daily basis, or going to buy a pint of milk at 11 o'clock every day, just to give you 15 minutes with something that you can put in your diary, in your calendar, and just go and do it to get you out and give you a reason to go and do it. Obviously, adhering to all of the social distancing and the guidelines that might be in place wherever you are in the country. But aside from those, which are quite practical, I made Dave chuckle when we were having a chat off air before we started tonight. I went up into our loft 2 weeks ago because the telly aerial was playing up of all things, and I had to go and jiggle the aerial. And I saw my acoustic guitar that had been gathering dust in our loft for years. Now, I am no guitarist. Please don't expect me to do any renditions on the podcast in the near future. But I thought, do you know what, Ben, get your guitar down. And I've had it sitting in the kitchen every day since. As I say, I'm a terrible guitarist, but it's just something else that when I walk past it, I can't help but pick it up and just have a couple of minutes just trying to remember some chords and play some stuff. So I would encourage you to do that. Maybe go back. I had guitar lessons when I was at school, and that was the last time I kind of seriously did anything with it. But I would encourage you to go back to stuff, to take up a hobby, to go back to things that maybe you've done in the past that you could get back into, obviously doing it distanced, socially responsible. When I knew what the theme of tonight was, I was having tea this evening. I asked my 9-year-old daughter, Sasha, I said, Daddy's doing a talk tonight to some students about how we can cheer each other up and stay happy, because it's not a nice time, really. What's your tip? And do you know what she said, Dave? She said, tell the students to draw a picture. Now, that sounds a bit rubbish to start with, but when I thought about it, I thought, actually, that's a really nice thing to do. Didn't say what the picture had to be of. You can be creative, you can think about it. And I actually helped my elder daughter do some art homework at the weekend, some decoupage. And I was cutting up magazines in various colors so she could glue them onto the page and make a nice collage picture. And do you know what? I had a brilliant hour doing that. Not something I would have ever thought about doing, but I really, really enjoyed it. And we did a lovely picture of a teapot pouring into a teacup that was all decoupaged. And we had a great hour together doing that. So I would encourage you to try and find something that is a release, maybe something that you've never done before.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree, Ben. And this is something that I picked up, I think was on a podcast that I'm not going to name, because it's made by a large broadcasting corporation, and they don't need the viewers like we do. They said that they were looking at the rise in kind of in recorded cases of kind of mental illness and people that were suffering from mental health problems, and there was a guest on their podcast that put forward the idea that one of the reasons why people suffer more from anxiety than maybe they did kind of 30, 40 years ago is because we don't have hobbies anymore, and because we are plugged into our mobile phones the whole time, and we are wired to, oh, I've got an email, I must respond to it, or I must look up this. And, you know, they said that one of the best things that we could do for our happiness is put our phones away and actually just concentrate on doing something, like Carola said with her Sudoku book, or learning the electric guitar, like Emma's just said. Now, and you know, for you, it's, you know, doing some painting with your daughter. You know, I actually a little while ago signed up to an online singing class with my daughter, And myself and my daughter will sit there on Zoom with a singing teacher in front of us. And there's about 500 other people all around the world that all do this singing lesson together. And for an hour, you just learn to sing a song. And I don't think I've smiled as much as I did after an hour of doing that. Now, I'm no singer at all. And my wife and my other kids can attest to that. It sounded awful. But, you know, when I looked across at my daughter and we were both singing at the top of our lungs, completely out of tune, it just felt absolutely amazing. So it is something that, you know, just doing those kind of things can really lift your spirits and it can remove you from what you're currently doing. So now I completely agree. And it's lovely to see other people have got other ways that they do it.
Yeah, Emma, a fellow guitarist, learning some Queen songs on her electric guitar. Go, Emma, fantastic. Carola's saying she's got herself a Sudoku book, lots of puzzle books, or the fancy, have you seen those fancy cool colouring books that are not like colouring books that we would have remembered as kids? They're really kind of good graphic stuff. Shivali raises a good point. Sometimes I think we do feel a bit insignificant as individuals. You look at all the great stuff the NHS is doing, and we're not doctors, we're not nurses, we're not on the front line, but we can still do our part, can't we? We can still help each other. Just coming to something like this evening and sharing some thoughts and sharing experiences, just reaching out to colleagues, people that you work with or friends, and just finding out how people are. I think those small steps, we can really, really make a difference to people that potentially doesn't get noticed in the short term, but will make a big difference as we look forward for the next 6 months that we're kind of bracing ourselves for.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, Corona's got adult colouring books. I have them too as well. I actually did one of the big sheets of colouring in type things that are supposed to be for adults. My daughter and I did it together. So yeah, I like doing those as well. My daughter wasn't as good as me. She kept going over the lines, though, which disappointed me.
The other cool thing that Dave's got me involved in, and this is purely Dave, I think a few of his mates and then a few colleagues from First Intuition started an American football fantasy league. Now, I don't know loads about American football, evidently by my current league position, because I think I am rock bottom of our league. But Dave very kindly set up a WhatsApp group that we're all in. And that's just another source of interaction. People that I don't know, there's a few colleagues in there, a few of the tutors at FI that I do know, but most of the group are people that I've never met face to face. It's not many of us. We've got 12 in the group, Dave.
12 in the league, yeah.
But just the chance to have another chat, a bit of talk amongst ourselves that is vaguely related to the American football that's going on, but other stuff, it's just another distraction from everything else. And I'm not being flippant when I say distraction. Obviously, what's going on in our world is very important and very serious, but we need to get some kind of release from it, don't we? To step away from the screen, to step away from the news and do something. And so the more things that I think you can get involved with, the better. I really do believe that.
Mm. No, I agree. And Ben, you know, the feeling's mutual. I'm loving your chat on there as well. It's nice to interact on a different level, one where I'm significantly better than you as well, which is quite nice because normally I'm not. So it's always quite nice. And you know, it is kind of little things like that. And I think that the more that we can share those kind of things, then, you know, I think the more we can help people. And I think Dave's mentioned in the chat that, you know, at his work, they do a... they have a coffee morning where they get together and they talk to each other and take away from that kind of like the fact that the interaction is always around work. They've got Mel, whose other half is into American football. I choose the team because I like their helmets.
The comment I've noticed in the chat is from Anna. Anna says she started running, and that's something else I was going to talk about this evening, a bit about fitness and well-being. I am conscious that I don't cycle to the train station like I did when I was going to work in the office. For those of you that know me in the classroom, I would have cycled to and from my house to the train station and back again, which was a daily bit of regular exercise. Nothing serious, but it just kept the wheels turning quite literally. And since lockdown, obviously been at home, not traveling. To start with, I was going out on some cycle rides when I could do, which was great. and I really need to get back into that. But I am conscious I am doing nowhere near as much walking around as I once was. And I'm not the only one. One of our very good colleagues and friends, Tracy, who's been with FI for many, many years. She was a tutor, but she's a qualified accountant and is actually now our finance director. So imagine that, guy. She is the accountant for a group of accountants teaching other accountants. That's a fantastic role, and we love Tracy to bits. But she raised this point and suggested that we start a Fitbit steps challenge. Don't know if anyone's ever done these. I was aware of Fitbits, and my wife's had one for a couple of years, but I've never bought into it. But the spark that it's given amongst the team to kind of challenge each other, who's done their 10,000 steps today, what are we going to do, let's all just take 5 minutes off our screen and go and run up downstairs three times at home, or go for a quick lap of your garden and then come back to see what's happened to your step count, I think has really got people in our team thinking a bit more about movement and not just sitting in. I'm conscious I've just had to uncross my legs. I am terrible for crossing my legs when I sit down, and I don't think that's particularly good when you're sitting for extended periods teaching or watching a Zoom class. So I've just uncrossed my legs. I actually went to give blood this week in social lockdown, which was an experience because you're fully masked up. But when you're giving blood, you have to wiggle your toes and move your legs. And it just got me thinking again about when I'm sitting here teaching, I should be doing something, at least kind of wiggling my toes and moving around a bit more. Because those of you that remember me from classes of old, I would be walking up and down the front of the class, pacing up and down. That doesn't happen so much when I'm sitting down in front of a screen. I'd be interested if anyone else has got any tips on more physical well-being as well as just the mental side. And I think there is definitely an overlap between the two. Dave, I know you're a keen runner. Are you still getting out and about?
Well, that's part of my taking a two-hour lunch break so I can get out there and do a bit more running. I'm keep toying with the idea of getting one of the turbo trainers for my bike so I can start cycling indoors and like competing with people on various different virtual racetracks and things like that. But I haven't actually pushed the boat out and spent the money yet.
I personally have never seen the point in those machines that you just sit in your garage or your spare room pedaling away when you could buy some lights and even if it's dark, get out and do a bit of cycling.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah. Mel saying that she started swimming this week. Okay, so I think she mentioned that a bit earlier on as well. So, I mean, I think that, you know, just trying to take that action, isn't it? And, you know, I know that it is something that we often think about, but I think making the commitment to actually do something and to make a little bit of a change is something that, you know, I think we can all do. So, I mean, if I'm going to commit to, you know, doing that run, you know, twice a week, trying to do the lunchtime run, you've already committed to come on here at Christmas and play Smoke on the Water on your guitar, which I'm really looking forward to.
I think I'll play a Christmas song instead, Dave. Maybe Wizard or Slade or something like that. I'll get the chord book out.
That's brave, I think, that you're committing to those songs already. excellent. And that kind of, I guess, brings me to, you know, the last point is that, you know, I think we've talked a lot about things that we can do or things that could be done to make this period of time, you know, a little bit easier, and hopefully to, you know, make us feel a little bit better about the world that we're currently living in. I know that we talked about before, you know, that whole idea, and we mentioned it earlier about having study goals, and I think that's definitely something that we can do. You know, if it is the, you know, if we feel that we're in that place where actually I can commit to studying, you know, I do think that, you know, the fact that it's more difficult to go outside can give you that time to study. And I know, Ben, that you're actually planning to do to further your own professional development, and I think you're doing a course in a short while, aren't you?
I am. We had a comment in the chat box earlier about how this year feels like we've not achieved anything. My first thing is, it's not too late. We've still got 3 months of this year, literally as of tomorrow. And if you're listening to the podcast, obviously you're getting this a few days after going live, but tomorrow in real time is the 1st of October. So you've got 3 months. Now, 3 months is enough time to pick up another module. I always think back to New Year's Eve where you look back over this year, and looking back over 2020 is going to be horrible, isn't it? It's been a terrible year for lots and lots of reasons. But is there going to be one thing that you can say, I've achieved, I've passed that advanced bookkeeping unit that I've been putting off for ages, or I booked in and sat my P1 exam for SEMA? And we need something to kind of work on. I have done all my ACCA exams many, many years ago. I'm not going to go back to studying accountancy. I often wonder what would happen if I sat some of the exams I teach. I think I would pass just about. But one of my roles at First Intuition is one of our safeguarding officers, safeguarding leads. And I've actually enrolled myself on a higher level safeguarding course just to do something that's going to give me a challenge, but it's going to focus my attention. And hopefully I'll get a nice certificate once I've completed the course. So I'm not saying this as a sales pitch, and this is not me and Dave trying to drum up extra bookings for our courses. This is us genuinely saying, you need something to focus on. And I usually joke at this time of year to students that when the nights do draw in, it's actually a good time to pick up the books. Once the sun's gone down outside, you can get yourself a mug of tea or coffee and sit with your folder and do a couple of hours study, when otherwise in the summer you might have been out doing other things. So try and give yourself that challenge, whether it's a unit that you've already got the material for. As Dave said, First Intuition are here to support you. If it's a unit that you studied a while ago, I know you've done this for students, Dave. I would always do it for students. We can reactivate online access. We can give you updated materials. We really just want you to have something to kind of look back on and say, this year has not been a complete write-off, because I think that's going to help boost us. And let's not forget, just because we get to 31st of December and the clock chimes midnight and we move into 2021, I don't think COVID is going anywhere in the short term. And so January, February and March are probably going to be just as challenging as October, November and December. But if we can get to that kind of halfway stage of the next 6 months with something ticked off, I think it's going to push us on, isn't it, into the new year. What have you got planned, Dave? Have you got any? It's not really a New Year's resolution yet. It's almost a kind of end of year resolution that we could make this week to think, what's our resolution for the next 3 months before the year's out?
Yeah, I think that a lot of us do, you know, almost hang on until the 31st of December to say, oh, actually, I'm going to make a change. And you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about their resolutions. And, you know, why don't we make the resolution today? You know, why don't you say, right, if I want to pass that exam, I'm going to commit the time to it right now. You know, I would normally say things like, if I want to learn French, why don't I start learning it today? But don't download that French podcast, because they are just ahead of us in the charts and we want to beat them. So don't choose French, choose another language to learn. But I think that we can all do things to right now. We can all take action that I think will make us feel better. I know that, you know, I could have gone out for a run today at lunchtime. Tomorrow, I'm going to try and make a point of doing so. I know that I could quite easily, you know, not be looking at emails on my phone. You know, the other day, Ben, I went to bed, and normally my phone comes to bed with me and I plug it in next to my bed, and, you know, I might flick through the news, you know, when I'm upstairs. And I left it downstairs the other day, and, you know, instantly I kind of went upstairs and go, oh no, I've left my phone. And then I thought, I'm just going to leave it there. And do you know what? I had a really good night's sleep. You know, I actually talked to my wife before we went to sleep, you know, and I wasn't just checking the news or have I got an email and stuff like that. And it didn't make a difference. So, you know, just little things like that. And that's what Ian suggested a few weeks ago when he talked about sleep, is little things like that. You know, if it's the case of, right, actually, I haven't read a book for a year, okay, but I'm going to read a book, you know, and I'm going to enjoy a book. And if I could recommend a book, then I've been listening to the audio book, and I don't often read fiction, but I read a book called The Midnight Library, which I finished the audio book a couple of days ago by Matt Haig, which was absolutely brilliant. Okay, it really kind of like changed my perspective on things. It really is a really good study about regret, and about how a lot of the things that we regret actually wouldn't have been that great anyway. And, you know, it's about multiple lives, and I'm a sucker for multiple lives and things like that. Films with multiple lives, and I absolutely love stuff like that. So, you know, I think that anyone that's listening to this, watching this, you know, from the things that we've discussed, Now, could you pick up an instrument and learn something? Could you pick up a book and read it? Do you want to pick up your studies and focus on the exam? Do you want to join Ben and, you know, play guitar with him? Are you going to go for a run? Are you going to go for a bike ride? Are you going to subscribe and go for a swim? And, you know, why are we waiting till January to make a change? You know, why don't we do it now if it's going to make us feel better?
Echo that 100%. And Dave in the chat box is talking about an app that you can go and learn 5 minutes a day in languages. I had the ambition when I qualified, I thought, what am I going to do with all of my time? Like a lot of students, what once they get their final certificate, I've got all of this time back. What am I going to use it for? And I booked one of those learn Spanish courses with the CDs that I had every ambition of trying to improve my Spanish. I'd been on holiday to Spain a few times, but it was kind of the go-to place at that point in my life. And I don't think it came out of the box more than twice. And I now look back and regret that. So maybe there, maybe that will be one of mine for the rest of this
just
year.
Just off the CD player, Ben, and you're there.
Yeah, I've got to go back up into the loft to fix the telly aerial again. Who knows what I will come down with next time. I will keep you posted. But I'm sure there's a few CD players up there, and there's probably still the Learn Spanish kit in a box in the attic somewhere.
Well, that means that in a year's time, you'll be playing flamenco guitar and we can come out to yours for tapas. So sounds like a plan.
Let's hope so. You'll be on the guest list if we do have a flamenco tapas party.
Excellent. Well, Ben, I know that you've got your revision class that you need to go to. So I think sadly, we're going to have to draw things to a close. But I've actually really enjoyed our discussion today. I've kind of really liked talking about... I think sometimes it's just, you know, sharing experiences, you know, with other people. And for me, understanding that there are other people out there that feel a similar way, that does really, really help. And, you know, I know that, you know, collectively, we're going to get through this. You know, this thing's it's only going to be temporary. But, you know, the people that are here are going to be here a lot longer than COVID's around for. Okay, so, you know, at some point, then we're going to come out of this. And if we can come out of it with any kind of positivity, if we can come out of it with, I got through 2020 to start with, or I got through 2020 and I passed an exam, or I got through 2020 and, you know, I learned to play the guitar, or I learned Spanish, or I did a painting, or I wrote a book, or I sung a song, or whatever we did, I think that, you know, whatever we need to get through it, we'll get through it together.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's why we've kept these Wednesday night sessions going. And I'm so pleased we have done. Me and Dave are here every Wednesday. So if you listen to the podcast, keep downloading and subscribing to that. But come and join us live on a Wednesday night, because it's a different dynamic being live in the session with the students sharing stuff in the chat box. And it's a small thing, but something that we will continue to do, because I enjoy it. I know you do, Dave. It's as much for me and you as it is for the people that join in. I think we like to chat. We like to feel involved. So come and keep with us.
Yeah. So thanks a lot to everyone for coming on, and thanks to everyone that has been that has downloaded the podcast. If you are out there listening to the podcast and you've got through to this point, okay, brilliant. Okay, but please, if you haven't subscribe. If you haven't left a review, leave a review. Leave comments if you possibly can. Share it with other people. Okay, so it's a real pleasure to do it. And we are currently getting, I think, over 100 people listening to every episode that we put out, which is just absolutely phenomenal, considering it's Ben and I having a chat about stuff that we love talking about. So thank you so much for coming along. I'm going to sign off for this evening, but I will see you all again next week. So thank you very much for joining us.
Bye-bye, everyone.